We continue our learning of Inish Mastavi Ben Menachmish and Hamyakom Mepidichos Eliyahu. We're in Bechoris Perek Test Mishnah Hay. We're going to use the term Goren or Granos. Goren is referring to the granary or the threshing floor. That's what we typically use that term to describe. Here we're going to borrow that term and apply it to Masa Behema, where we speak about three Granos, three seasons, three time periods where we ask the owners of Bakar and Son to separate Maser Behema. And there's a prohibition for them to sell or to shech their animals until they separate Maser Behema. And we'll see why these time periods were established. Shalosh Granos L'Maser Behema. Says the Mishnah, there are three Granos, literally, three granaries, three seasons where the owners should be separating a Maser Behema from the cattle and from their tzon. Number one is Bifros HaPesach, the first season where we ask them not to sell or not to shecht until they separate Maser Behema is Pros HaPesach, 15 days before Pesach. What's Pros? Pras. So Pras means a half. We maybe remember a person has to eat something in Kedei Achilas Pras. There the word Pras refers to a half a loaf of bread. So Pros HaPesach means half of the time period before Pesach where we're supposed to study the laws of Pesach. So there's a halacha of Shoalim Midorshin Behilchos HaPesach Kodim LePesach Shloshim Yom. Before the holiday of Pesach, we're supposed to begin studying the laws and asking questions 30 days before. So half of that is 15 days. So that would mean Pros HaPesach, half of that time, that begins Shushan Purim 30 days before. Half of that time is 15 days. So on the last day of Adar is the first time that we demand that the owners of animals separate Maser Behema. Then Befros HaTzeres. The next time is 15 days before Shavuos. And finally, Befros HaChag, 15 days before Sukkot. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. What are these time periods based on? The Chachamim established these so that animals would be readily available for people on the regular. Now, a person could buy an animal at any time, as long as the time of Maser, a butcher could sell an animal, a farmer could sell his animal before anyone who has bucker and so on can sell before these time periods occur, even though they haven't separated Maser. But owners of animals typically would like to separate the Maser Behema on their own. Why? Because there's a mitzvah to separate Maser Behema. You don't lose anything by it because you get to eat it yourself. So they would wait to separate Maser Behema and would not sell until they could do so. So Persler is, we say, Nechalo la'adam l'kayim mitzvah b'mamono. Person would very much like to fulfill a mitzvah with his own money, with his own property, if he doesn't lose anything out. So he's able to eat from the, all has to be makrif from the animals, is the fat, and sprinkle the blood, but the rest of it he gets to eat himself. So therefore, he's going to wait and not sell, and not shecht, until he separates the maser and brings that as the carbon. So if we didn't have these specific time periods where we demand that the owners would separate maser, could be that they would refrain from selling because they haven't separated maser yet, and they don't want to sell until they separate maser. And animals, therefore, would not be available to people all the regular. So we have these time periods. Works out perfectly. 15 days before Pesach, 50 days before Shavuos, 50 days before Sukkot, says Rabbi Akiva, those are the three time periods. Animal, this way they're going to separate Maser Behema. We demand that they do so. And then they're very willing to sell the animals, and people will have them a couple of weeks before these Chagim. Ben Azai Omer, Be'estrim V'tisha Ba'adar, Be'echad B'sivan, Be'estim V'tisha Ba'av. He has different dates. The 29th of Adar, the 1st of Sivan, and the 29th of Av. What are these based on? So he holds that 15 days also before Pesach. After all, what was the first day? The 29th of Adar. So isn't that the same thing as 15 days before Pesach? We said at the end of Adar. So the answer is no. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Adar, right next to Nisan, which is right before Nisan, sometimes it's Chaser, 29 days, sometimes it's Mali, 30 days, which means that according to Rabbi Akiva, Nisan is sometimes one day Rosh Chodesh, sometimes 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Today, we say it's only one day of Rosh Chodesh, so therefore Adar is always 29 days on our calendar. So the only difference between the two opinions here is whether or not Adar is always 29 days. But as I says, Adar is always 29 days. And therefore, the beginning of the first season of separating Masa Behema is going to be the 29th of Adar. That I can say for sure, for certain. Rabbi Akiva doesn't say that because it's not always the 29th of Adar. Sometimes it's the 30th day of Adar. And that's why he uses the phrase of pros ha-Pesach, 15 days before Pesach. So that first opinion is pretty much the same. The next one was Echad B'Sivan, the first day of Sivan. So Rabbi Akiva had said 15 days before Shavuos. Shavuos is the 6th of Sivan. This is only 6 days before Shavuos. So why is that? So he claims because since the animals that are giving birth between Pesach and Atzeres, Pesach and Shavuos, are minimal. If you separate, if you're going to say that you should separate Masa Behema 15 days before Atzeres, so we're afraid that the animals may be eaten during the days until Shavuos, and animals won't be available for Olei Regalim. You want to minimize that time period so that from the Masa Behema till the Chag is only a week or so. Therefore, the first of now that's less than a week. Pretty much 5 days, the first of Sivan, and then 5 days later is Shavuos. So therefore, we want to minimize that amount of time so the animals would not be eaten after the separation of the Maaser. So instead of 15 days before Shavuos, 5 days, 6 days before Shavuos, the first day of Sivan. And the last one is the 29th of Av. Ben Azai holds that the animals that are born in Chodesh Elul have their own Maaser. It's not several months of animals. Elul alone has its own separation. And therefore, the 29th of Av is going to be, you have to do with separation Masa Behema because Elul has its own separation. So that is his opinion. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, they have a third opinion. Be'echad b'Nisan, they hold the first of Nisan. So what's the first of Nisan? So they hold, like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who holds that we study the laws of Pesach not 30 days before Pesach, but rather 2 weeks before Pesach. And therefore, the Maaser Behema was established for that time period exactly. When you begin, because we have to prepare ourselves for the Korban Pesach, so and for the animals, the potential of Chagiga that you may bring, other animals for the Chag. So therefore, whenever we begin studying the laws of Pesach, according to this opinion, which is 2 weeks before, so it's not going to be the last day of Adar, but rather, which is 15 days, rather 14 days, it's going to be the first of Nisan. And Be'echad B'Sivan, so in that way he agrees with the second opinion, with the opinion of Ben Azai, the first of Sivan, also because of the minimal amount of animals, so it's pretty much 5 days between when you separate Masa Behema and when Shavuos happens. And finally, Be'esrim V'tisha Be'elul, and the 29th of Elul. Now, that we haven't had yet. We had Rabbi Akiva's opinion, which was 15 days before Sukkot. We just gave a general term, 15 days before Sukkot. And we'll see why here specifically mentioned the 29th of Elul, which seems to be pretty much around the same time. And we have the other opinion of the 29th of Av. So what's the 29th of Elul? We'll have to see in a moment. Why do you say the 29th of Elul and not the 1st of Tishrei? After all, if you told me, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, giving you they're not talking 15 days, Rabbi Akiva does 15 days before this, pros ha-Pesach, pros ha-Tes, pros ha-Tes, they're always giving you the date. So they told you the 1st of Nisan, the 1st of Sivan, so why are you telling me the 1st of Tishrei then? Why the 29th of Elul? So the Gemara answers, the Mishnah answers, again, V'lama Amru Besim Etishra V'Elul, V'lo Amru Becham Etishrei, and we said Echad B'Nisan, Echad B'Sivan, Ab M'Neshir Yom Tov, because it's Rosh Hashanah. V'Ef Shar La'aser B'Yom Tov, and you can separate your Masa Behema on Yom Tov. So why is that? So the Gemara explains really two points here. Number one, the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema. So since the first day, that's based on Mishnah Rosh Hashanah in the beginning, the first of Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Masa Behema. So you can't separate Masa Behema on Rosh Hashanah, on the first of Tishrei, because we need to make a heker, we need to recognize, so people know the difference between Chadash and Yashan, between the newer animals and the older animals. You can't separate Maser, as we've learned in the past, from the new on the old or the old on the new. So you can't have this day, which is the Rosh Hashanah itself. I need to know that that's going to be the day that will distinguish between the animals born before that, the animals from before that, and the animals after that. So that's why I need to know. That's why I can't separate on Rosh Hashanah itself. And another reason is because Echad B'Tishrei is Yontif, meaning when the Mishnah says it's Yontif, that's only the second reason. What's the problem with being Maser on Yom Tov? Because we have to paint the 10th animal with red. You're not allowed to make Tzoveh. That's a Malacha on Yom Tov. And therefore the Mishnah says, L'fikach hikdimuhu be'esrim v'tisha be'elul. That's why, instead of saying the first of Tishrei, so for the Zman of Maser of the animals born in the summer months, we say the 29th of Elul and not the first of Tishrei. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir Omer be'echad be'elul Rosh Hashanah l'maser behema. The Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah explains on Dan Chesam et Aleph, but he has a different opinion, not that the first of Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'maser behema, but the first of Elul. And Ben Azai Omer ha'eluyim, or animals that are born in Chodesh Elul, misasrin bifnei atzman. They are not mitzdarif, they don't join together with animals that were born before Elul or after Elul. They have their own masa. And we mentioned that before. Ben Azai said, was the second opinion, 29th of Adar, first of Sivan, and the 29th of Av. And we said, why the 29th of Av? Because Elul has its own separation. The Gemara brings a brisa where he explains his opinion. Amar ben Azai, ho'il v'halalu omrim kach v'halalu omrim kach. Rabbi Meir says, the first of Elul, the Rosh Hashanah v'maser behema. And Rabbi Eliezer Rav Shimon say, it's Echad B'Tishrei, and I don't know who the halacha follows. Therefore, since we don't know who to follow, ha'eluluyim, those that are born in Elul, mes asin atman, should have their own maser. Because you don't want to separate maser from chadash on yashan and yashan on chadash. And since we have two opinions as to when Rosh Hashanah for maser behema is, and we don't want to mix the animals together, so some say it's Rosh Hashanah is Echad B'Elul, and that's Rabbi Meir, and others say it's Echad B'Tishrei. Therefore, if you separate maser behema from the Elul animals alone, you've solved that problem. Peretas Mishnah Vav. Kol ha'noladim me'echad b'tishrei ad esem b'tisha be'elul hare'elu mitstarfin. Any animals that are born from the first of Tishrei until the 29th of Elul, basically the whole year, assuming we follow this mission, is follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Maser Behema, so they join together to separate Maser Behema from them. Chamisha lifnei Rosh Hashanah v'chamisha l'achar Rosh Hashanah ain't a mitzdarfen. But if five animals are born before Rosh Hashanah, five after Rosh Hashanah, after the first of Tishrei, so they don't join together to make a deer, a flock, in order to separate maser, because we have chadash and yashan. Chamisha lifnei hagoren v'chamisha l'achar hagoren. But if in the same year you have five that were born before one of the goren seasons of maser behema, and five that are born after the goren season, harel mitzdarfen, they can join together to one flock to separate maser behema. Ayim kein lama nemar shalosh granos l'maser behema. So why do we have these three seasons? So this is not to tell you that the animals born before the season or after that season, those three seasons that we discussed in the previous Mishnah, to tell me that they're not mitzdarif together. No, that's not why the Chachamim established those three seasons. But rather, sha'ad shalohi giyah ha'goren mutulim korvel ishcho. If the goren time hasn't come yet, you can still sell and slaughter your animal before you separate maser. But higiyah ha'goren, once that time period has arrived, based on that takanas chachamim, lo yishchot, you can't separate your animals till you take maser, vim shachat, but if you did, potter, you're not going to be punished, and the animal can be eaten. But we mentioned, these three time periods are not because before the time period, and after the time period, that's chadash and yashan, new and old, and if animals are born, one before, animals before and after, they don't join together. No, that's regarding the year. These were established, as we said, for the purposes of people to have animals available for Shalosh Regalim, and therefore we have these three seasons. But that does not preclude the possibility of having them joined together for Maser Behema.